Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by our own Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for how you spared our lives. You watched over us, blessed and kept us, and have given us another day. We thank you for another chance to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless us and let your will be done. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch tonight. Let some soul be blessed and saved, healed,
yes,
forgiven, and delivered. We know thou art able, O Lord. We know you're able to touch that troubled mind. You're able to heal them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, you've got the power, and we believe it today. We pray that you look on those who are sick and in their bodies. We know you're able to heal, Jesus, those souls that are on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them, O Lord, and that you will heal them of the cancer. You know all about them. Look on Ronald, O Lord. Touch his body, healing from the cancer. Look on Norman. Touch his body. Heal him, O Lord, from the cancer. We know you've got the power. You can do everything. We're trusting in you tonight. We're dependent on you. And we are looking to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Brother Darnell Williams. Touch his body, O Lord. Give him back the activity of his limbs. Oh, my God, have mercy on him, Jesus. Save his soul. Help him to repent of his sins and give his life to you. Help his mother to seek your face, O Lord, and turn from her way. We know you've got the power. We're depending on you tonight. You are our help. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sins. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, and we are waiting on you. We are trusting in your word. We know you can do it. And we know that thou got the power, Lord. We know thou art able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be merciful tonight. Jesus, look on the souls with compassion. Touch them, O Lord. Touch their minds, O Lord. Heal and deliver. Forgive, O Lord. Blot out of transgression. Let sins be forgiven. And look on your people everywhere, O Lord, throughout the world. We pray that you touch them and give them strength. Help them to stand and do your will. Help them to go through, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we bind the works of Satan and cast him out, O Lord. He has no power and no authority over the souls. You said all souls belong to you. I believe your word. I trust you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, have your way the more. Bless this broadcast. Every listener, we want you to take control, O Lord. And look on those that are carrying heavy burdens. Lift the burdens of their hearts. Give them strength to go through. In the name of Jesus, look on Dr. Betty Sue. Touch her body, O Lord. Heal her body, Jesus. I know you're able, Jesus. And I know you've got the power. Deliver, O Lord. Give her strength where she's weak. And build her up where she's torn down. Encourage her heart and help her to continue to work for you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones, those who lost loved ones, and those who are close and dear to them. Touch them, O Lord. Lift the burdens of their heart. Strengthen and encourage them and take them through their time of bereavement. We know that you are able. We are looking to you and trusting in you. We know that you can take us through, and we are dependent on that. We are trusting in thy word, because thy word is true and thy word cannot fail. We thank you right now for this prayer, O Lord, and we thank you for those souls that are looking to you and trusting in you. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for how you work and how you bind the works of Satan. He came to destroy. He came to tear up, but you stopped him in his tracks, and we thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give glory and honor to thy name. We thank you for how you continue to come to our rescue, how you continue to make a way, how you continue to work things out in our favor. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for what you're going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Continue to go with us. Stand by us. Help us to stand on your word. Help us not to doubt you. Don't let us take down. Don't let us draw back on you. But help us to drive and go forward in you, doing your will, speaking your word. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we give glory and honor and praise to the name of the Lord, for thou art worthy, and we know that thou art able through every test and every trial. We are depending on you as never before. Oh, my God, we pray that you bless us on tonight. Let your word go out. Let it reach a soul. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through around this May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the third number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. To the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I lay me down in sleep. I waketh, for the Lord sustain me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon thy cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people, Selah. Thank the Lord for the reading of the third number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful Psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, for whose prayer works ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And also this Saturday, December the 2nd, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission is hosting its anniversary service starting at, I believe, 12 o'clock p.m.
1 o'clock.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 o'clock p.m. Amen. This Saturday, so you and you are in for a treat. If you're in the area, stop on by. You won't miss your blessing. Again, that address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, 1 o'clock p.m., Lord's will, this Saturday. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We continue to pray for Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, for Darnell Williams, for the Breathe Jones family, the Breathe Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Jewel Paldo and the Breathe Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, and I have an update with her. She had surgery yesterday, and the doctor was able to remove everything that he wanted to remove, and her surgery was a success. Thank the Lord. And there were things that weren't moved that didn't need to be moved. Things I guess they thought would originally have to come out, like her bladder and other things. But thank God that the doctor didn't have to remove anything except for where the cancer was, and it was successful. So thank God for that. And she's thanking God for our prayers. And we're praying for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, for Evangelist Linda Paldo, for Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, for Susie Williams, for Tawana Williams, for Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the Brief Calbreath family, the Brief Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Brief Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as all of those who are on our prayer list and those who are asking, requesting for prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I do have a song I'd like to sing. Amen. Come unto Jesus while you have time. Come unto Jesus, make up your mind. He will make your life brand new, for he will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time. Just knowing Jesus sure has paid off in my life. Come to Jesus. To the end, come to Jesus while you have time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Amen. Come to Jesus while you have time. Now is the time. The word of God tells
Amen.
Us today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Praise God. Come to Jesus while you have time. This is a call, a universal call. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been. Come to Jesus.
Lord.
while you have this time, because time is running out. And after a while, time will be no longer. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. And now we're going to get ready for oldies but goodies in the gospel. And praise God, we have the late evangelist Melinda Edmond, who's going to bring the word on tonight. And also assisting her is the minister, Troy Johnson. He will be assisting her, but she's going to be bringing the word of God. And this is back in the 1990s, Oldies but Goodies Night. Station tune right there. Praise God. Here we go.
Melinda Edmond. God bless you. Minister Johnson, along with Melinda Edmond of the Gospel Truth Broadcast, coming to you live from WTMR. We would like to invite you to our services at the Christian Temple Church of God, 910 Shelton Avenue, in the city of Camden, New Jersey, where Richard Jackson is pastor. Our service times are Tuesday, 7 p.m. prayer. Friday, regular service, 7 p.m. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship, 7 p.m. evening worship. At this time, we would like to invite you to go in prayer with us. We're praying a special prayer for Matthew Grant June Sr., Mother Previty, Evangelist May Edmond. Lord, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your tender mercies. Look on the prayer list, Lord. Those that need you, Lord, we ask you to have mercy on their soul. Strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, rebuke the devil, Jesus. Rebuke Satan, Lord. Give us a victory over him. Give us a power over him, Lord. In the name of the Holy Ghost, we ask you to do it for us, Jesus. Give us a victory. Heal and deliver. Look on the sick and shut in. Look on the drug addicts, Jesus. Look on the alcoholics. We want you to touch them, Lord. Lord, save their souls. Give them a mind to seek your face. Let them know that you're able to deliver them, that you're able to save them, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Give them a hope, Jesus. Give them a mind to seek you tomorrow, Lord, before it's too late. Thank you for it. We claim it by faith, and we praise you for it already. Amen. God bless you. At this time, we give you into the hands of Zant Melinda Edmond.
Praise God, and God bless all of you, our radio listeners tonight. We thank God for you for tuning in once again. We also like to thank God for Minister Johnson being here in the midst with us. Evangelist May Edmond could not be here. We know that she has gotten injured, but we thank God, for God is a good God, and how the Lord is yet blessing her. She went into surgery on yesterday, and she is doing fine. Thank God. She'll be back with us before you know it. But we thank God for Minister Troy Johnson being with us. This is one of our young ministers of the Christian Temple Church of God. We call him none other than the Son of Thunder because he's a preaching young man. And we thank God for him being here in the studio with us tonight.
Yes.
We also thank God for the prayer. And we want to also say God bless and thank God for Pastor Spencer. We preached for him on Sunday night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We praise God. We had a glorious time. We thank God for each and every one that was there and those that took the word of God in. We just thank God for them. We're going to go into the word of God tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You know, God has been good to us.
Yes, he has.
He's blessed and kept us, and he's brought us from a mighty long way.
Yes, Lord.
We want you to listen to the word of God tonight.
Yes.
Because I tell you, in these last days that we're living in, you know, with all these troubles and things that are going on in the world today, people feel like nobody loves them.
Yes.
They feel like nobody don't care nothing about them, and nobody loves them.
Amen.
And 9 times out of 10, most people are out for themselves.
Yes,
and I want you to know tonight there is somebody who loves you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody who loves you no matter what.
Amen.
Even when we do wrong, there's yet someone that still loves us.
Amen.
We're going to go into the word of God taken from 1 John, the 3rd chapter.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's 1 John, the 3rd chapter. 10. And the word of God reads as follows. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. The word of God says, behold, meaning look, take notice to this.
Amen.
Check this thing out.
Amen.
Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us.
Yes.
Just look at this love.
Amen.
That the Father has bestowed upon us. Glory to God.
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
That love that God has for us.
Yes.
Glory to God. He loved us so much so that we should be called his sons.
Amen.
Even though we were in sin and doing our thing, Jesus, he came and laid down his life.
Yes, he did.
But the Father so loved us, he caused us to become his sons.
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank God the word of God said, oh, yes, Lord, what manner of love.
Amen.
The Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Therefore, the world knew us not because it knew him not.
Amen.
The world don't know us like they think they do.
No, they don't.
The world don't know us.
No,
they didn't know Jesus.
Amen.
They thought they knew Jesus, but they don't know the Lord.
Amen.
They didn't know Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. But I tell you that
love
that Jesus has for you and I. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh,
that love in time of trouble, in time of destitute, in time of despair, when it looks like we just don't have no one else to turn to, when it looks like all hope is gone, the love of God is right there.
Yes,
the love of God is reaching out to us,
amen.
Glory to God. Even when we turn our back on him, he still loves us.
Yes, he does.
Behold, I said, what manner of love?
What manner of love?
What kind of love is this?
Amen.
That'll make him love me.
Yes,
even when I done wrong, he'll love me anyway.
Yes, he will.
Glory to God, when I'm disobedient, the love of the Father is still
Praise God, praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Beautiful message. Although it was preached back in the 90s, the word of God still holds true, and it still goes for today. We thank God for the word of God coming through the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. And now we're going to open the doors to salvation. We're going to give anyone a chance that don't know the Lord. You have a chance to give your life to the Lord. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in your home, wherever you are, on your job, you can give it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you. Praise God. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the woman of God that preached. Oh, my God, we thank you for all that you've done, oh, Lord. We pray that you look upon the souls, those who don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you touch their hearts right now. Touch their minds, oh, Lord. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to realize that time is running out and they must get in a hurry for their souls. Help them to seek you. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. You also said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Lord, help somebody to call on your name. You said there is none other name under the heavens whereby man must be saved. None other than the name Jesus. Oh, my God, you said she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The Lord is here right now to save you from your sins. Praise God, if you just repent of your sins and ask the Lord to have mercy on you, God will have mercy on you, and he will save and deliver your soul. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray that you look on every listener. Touch their hearts and minds right now. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them to receive the word of God. Help them, oh, Lord. Show them the love of God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able right now, oh, Lord. And we know you got the power. Look on the people everywhere, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you forgive them of their sins, blot out of their transgressions, cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a merciful God, and we know that you're yet saving, you're yet healing, you are yet delivering. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the surgery, how you brought that soul through that surgery. We thank you for victory, oh, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for Brother Darnell, for how you touched him, oh, Lord, and how you put the tingling back in his fingers and in his back. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. You're a miracle worker. And we continue to believe you. We continue to trust you. We continue to take you at your word. And we are looking to you as never before. We thank you right now for this word, oh, Lord. We pray that you continue to let your word go out and reach a soul, that someone will give their life to you before it's too late. We thank you for this broadcast. And, Lord, we pray that you look on every listener. Continue to bless them, save, heal, and forgive, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Khadijah and also from Sister Rhoda.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through the late evangelist Melinda, talking about what manner of love. And truly, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ, he died for us. And that's love, because we couldn't pay him back. And he's still reaching out, and people there are still rejecting him, but he keeps on reaching out. They're making all these laws that go against his commandments, but he's still reaching out because he loved us anyway. Now that's love. And I tell you, that message stirred me up. She preached, and
yes,
I enjoyed
she
it. She preached under the anointing of God,
yes,
and I enjoyed it. And this is something that people need to know. A lot of people, they don't really know that somebody loves them, and they're running around. They're looking to fill that void, looking for – they don't even know what they're looking for, but it's a void that only God can fill with his love.
Yes.
They're looking for this acceptance, but they can't find it among people. Because people's love is conditional. But God, he loves unconditionally. So no matter what we do, he loves us anyway. Beautiful message. Want to just let folks know, God loves you. If you don't know, if you don't believe anybody loves you, believe that God loves you today. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I really want to thank the Lord for the privilege of joining the broadcast this evening.
Yes.
I thank God so much for reminding us about the love.
Yes.
There's no love you can compare with God, my sisters, my brothers. God is so merciful. He's such a loving God. Can you imagine? The only Son, he sent him to come and die for us. We are so blessed. Our sisters can forsake us. Our parents can forsake us. But the Bible says Jesus will never forsake us. God will never forsake us up to the end of the world. It's a very, very powerful message about salvation, about love of God. So we as children of God, we know him as our personal Savior. So it's our duty to go out there, share this love to other people, because many people don't know about the love of God. They are looking for other things, worldly things, because they are not aware. So it is very, very important for us, children of God, because now we know the truth about the love of God. Let us make a point of going out there and share this love to other people who are not saved. And then they'll be able to see Jesus as their personal Savior.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for those exhortations and remarks coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen and also Sister Rhoda Kasanga. I'm glad that she was able to get back on the broadcast. We missed you when you weren't here, but we are glad that you're back.
Thank Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. I always enjoy your remarks, and I always enjoy talking to you. Praise
Amen.
God. I thank God. I love you, and I
Amen.
Thank you so much for everything that you did for my dad. I just can't thank you enough for that. I appreciate it.
All the glory to Jesus.
Yes. And I thank God for Dr. Khadija Hameen, for how she's been so faithful on this broadcast. And I thank her for that. I appreciate that. And God does too. He appreciates your faithfulness toward him. Praise the Lord. Because we're doing this toward the Lord. We are working for the Lord. We are putting our time in. Because payday is coming after a while. Glory to God. I thank God for this message that the late evangelist Melinda preached. I'm telling you, she preached out of her soul. I enjoyed that word. She brought out so many beautiful thoughts. People will only love you sometimes for what you do for them or what you give them. But I was reading the scripture, and it said, what thank have ye if you love them that love you and you give to them that give to you? Glory to God. It amounts to nothing because you got to love everyone. And I thank God the scripture said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Glory to God. Somebody wrote a song and said, what kind of love is this? I don't know if they knew what they were saying, but I know what kind of love this is. I experienced it for myself, and I thank God for it. This kind of love here is the love that still loves you, even if you sin, even if you do wrong, this love still loves you. It don't hate. Amen. God's love does not hate. God, I just thank God. He hates the sin, yes, but he still loves the soul. So we can count on that. We can count on God loving us. You may not be able to count on your friends and loved ones to love you, because they'll say, I love you, and they'll turn around and stab you in the back. They'll say, I love you, and they'll turn around and shoot you and stab you and kill you. But this is not the love I'm talking about. That's not the love I'm talking about. That lip service. People got lip service, but they don't really love the Lord like they should. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this beautiful message. I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, and we thank God for each of you on the broadcast. We encourage you to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We'll be back here again, if it's the Lord's will, on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Tune in again. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night, and we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, too.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.